702. Mandy Wiener.
Weekdays, 12 to 1 p.m.
So there have been delays in the payments of the COVID-19 social relief grant for the months of March and April. So that's being experienced due to the transition in government's financial years. So the end of March is the end of the financial year for government. So various administrative tasks are required before any payments which relate to the previous financial year can be made. So SASSA is currently busy with all of these end-of-year tasks for the financial year end, so it's delayed payments. If you are experiencing any of those, let's give you an explanation about why. Paseka Letsatsi is the SASSA spokesperson joining us now. Paseka, thank you for your time today. Can you just explain the extent of this problem and where we are at the moment?
Let me rather say good afternoon, Mandy, and good afternoon to...
And good afternoon to you, Paseka. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much. What happened, Mandy, remember there was an extension of the 350 to January, and what we had to do as an organization was to basically write a report, close all these systems and give the report to the minister who then would give it to cabinet. However, there was an extension with 3 months, which is supposed to end in April. And in that process, you find that in March is the end of the financial year. So you need to make sure that there's a seamless movement from March to April. So that that March-April transition created a little bit of a crisis. But both SASSA, Social Development and Treasury, have worked on the matter. And we think that by end of April, all the matters would have been resolved. So all those beneficiaries will be paid for March and April.
Okay, so people who are waiting for their payments for March, when do you anticipate that these payments are going to actually be paid out?
We want to make sure that the beneficiaries are paid before the end of April, because remember we do the payment once a month, we would say on the 28th or so. But what we want to do is to make sure that when they get paid, we have made sure that everybody, their amount has been loaded. There's also a category of people which made the appeal. That's another category of people that we need to make sure that they get uploaded and they get paid everything. But what we are going to do as an organization, we are not going to close down the system until the last beneficiary is paid. And then we'll then be able to write a close-up report and submit it to the Office of the Minister.
Paseka, is there anything that people need to do if they are waiting for these payments? Do they need to check anything, go onto a website? Do they need to contact you at all? What must they know?
We are definitely going to communicate with beneficiaries through SMSs. We have the numbers of all those who are getting the 350. They need to wait for us to be able to communicate with them. We are 100% sure that we'll communicate with them starting from next week. But we just want people to become, and I think we just apologize for this little inconvenience. It's not supposed to have happened, but it's all hand on deck to make sure that everything is sorted out. We are definitely going to be in touch with our communities.
Okay. Paseka Letsatsi, SASSA spokesperson, explaining to you there why there's going to be a delay in the payments of the COVID-19 social relief grant for the months of May and April. Are you satisfied with that? He's apologized. He says, we are going to fix it. We are working tirelessly. Is that good enough for you?